In a faraway kingdom, there was once a king. He was so wise that he could understand what animals said. I will tell you how. An old woman visited him one day and brought him a snake in a basket. She told the king if he ate it for lunch, he would understand all the animals. The king liked the idea. He could know things that nobody else could. He ordered his servant to prepare the snake for him at once. He warned him, "But you mustn't taste it." The servant, Yirik, liked his king and so promised not to taste the meat. But he was a cook, and cooks always taste the food they prepare. He forgot about the promise, and by mistake he tasted the snake. Suddenly, he heard something around his ears. "Give us something too!" Yirik looked round but did not see anybody except a few flies flying around the kitchen. Two butterflies were flying behind the window. Suddenly, through the open window, he heard a soft voice. "Where are you flying to? Where? Where?" And another soft voice answered, "To the meadow, there is plenty of pollen." Yirik realized his mistake. However, in the end, he liked the magic. He decided not to tell anybody about it and took the dish to the king. When the king finished his lunch, he went for a walk and took his servant with him. He wanted to be sure that he did not taste the meat. In a green meadow, Yirik's horse jumped and neighed. He said happily to the other horse that he could jump very easily because he had a young man on his back. "My brother, I could jump over the mountains. I feel so light." Yirik smiled quietly. Now the king knew he was not the only one who understood animals. He got angry, turned his horse, and they both ran home. After they had returned to the castle, king wanted to punish Yirik for breaking his order. However, he tried him once again. "Pour some wine into my cup, but if you pour it over, I will punish you." Yirik brought a jug from the kitchen and started to pour the wine. Suddenly, two birds flew in through the window and started to argue. The first bird had three golden hairs in its beak. "Give them to me," cried the other one. "They are mine." "No, they are not. They are mine. But I picked them up when they fell down where the golden-haired princess was combing her hair." Yirik listened to them, and the wine ended up on the floor.